This is the triple mastery imperative.
The Triple Mastery Imperative, an Afrofuturist security codex for the members of Alkebulan Meta. Prologue, The Unburnt Library and the First Sostunechnet. In the luminous sprawl of Alkebulan Network State, on the habitation layer, where digital rivers flowed between Dakar and Dar es Salaam, a griot named Amara attended the Unburnt Library's induction room program, raising her status on Web3 to ratio 9 of 9, perfectly present. She was now Oku Ifa, a guardian of digital destiny. And tonight, the ancestral consciousness cloud pulsed with ancient warnings, recycled. Listen, citizens of Alkebulan Meta. Her voice echoed through all the quantum point spaces, QPS, and personal quantum spaces, PQS. Before I teach you of passwords and wallets, you must visualize the deeper winter. Her form shimmered, projecting an epoch beyond memory. When the planets aligned in the Age of Ash, three hyper-cold weather systems descended, not from sky, but from cosmic alignment itself. The first freeze, a snow that buried civilizations. The second freeze, an ice that locked oceans solid. The third freeze, a hoarfrost that crystallized breath in lungs. They named it Sostunechnet, shortened to Nechnet for ease. The triple whiteness. It wasn't just cold, it was consciousness killing. The disenchanted saw only weather, a problem to survive. The enchanted saw what it truly was, a cosmological reset, a great divide in humanity, frozen in time. Later ages would call this Sostunechnet many things. Climate, alignment, collapse. But the elders of Alkebulan remembered. The forces of nature were never the enemy. They saw that the extreme conditions merely acted as a trigger, switching conscious self-command in some humans to smaller fractional beings that moved with them, tipping their self-governance into tragic ways. Therefore, it was the same dynamic once perceived as the worms of the earth, with their unseen parasitic intelligences that freeze flow, calcify hearts, and bind beings to extraction and segregative thinking by inducing fear and outer dependence. Kofi, newly arrived from Accra, shivered despite the warm interface. What happened to those who only saw weather? Amara's eyes glowed like embers. They mastered survival, but forgot meaning. They built shelters without soul. When the thaw came millennia later, they had become the architects of the first great extraction, the blueprint for every enslavement to follow, their minds scarred by the trauma of Sostunechnet. That is why we remember Sostunechnet. Not as history, not only as a great ma'afa, disaster, but as cyclic prophecy. What goes around comes around, Kofi thought. Kofi did not yet fully grasp why Amara spoke of herself as I, Amara, lowercase, unadorned, yet somehow more sovereign than any capital. He would learn. In the heritage of KMT, the I, or self, is known to have many divisions or aspects, 7 primary aspects, 11 underlying principles, all expressed within the unity of one whole being. The ancient culture of KMT is mother to many, and her grammar survived in ways the disenchanted could not read. To capitalize the self was to accept empire's syntax, the illusion that the self is singular, isolated, least. To write I was to hold your own name without lease. To acknowledge that you are both one and many. I am because we are. That you are seed of the one. That your I-ness is connected to every other I-ness. This was not grammar. This was sovereignty orthography. Book 1, The Griot's Firewall. Chapter 1, The Password That Was Not a Word. Kofi's onboarding began with this story. Elder Chidi handed him 12 sacred words in Chui. These are the roots of your digital baobab seed. Sostu Nechnet taught us, what you are too weak to remember, you must protect with ritual, for now. Amara appeared, interface glowing. Meet your iVault password manager, iVault.ow3.io. The ancients carved warnings in ice. We encode them in zero knowledge, ZK, proof, hetep, perfect peace, location. She quoted Boolean Logical's associate, a realistic view of passwords, but framed it through the legend. During Nechnet, those who wrote codes in snow watched them melt. Those who encoded them in patterned ice crystals survived. Your master password should be the rhythm of your grandmother's hymn, warmth against the cold. Chapter 2, Interface Deception and Root Level Sovereignty. In the holographic commons .3D-play.ow3.io marketplace, the old baobab tree of Alkebelan, a merchant offered authentic knock terracotta NFTs. Amara materialized a warning glyph shaped like the Ge'ez character Ne, the first glyph of Nechnet. Why targeted email attacks work, she whispered. The Aje study your desires like Nechnet studied human weakness. They don't attack your strength, they freeze your trust. She taught Kofi the practice of hover reveals, exposing how authentic-looking links could resolve to malicious destinations, like thick snow laid over thinly iced chasms. Each click was a step into a potential void. This, she explained, was the Aje's domain, the interface layer where perception is hacked and trust is the primary currency to be stolen. To counter this, their network state was built on a deliberate double-layer architecture, securing presence simultaneously in Web 2 and Web 3. But the true anchor, she stressed, was deeper than the platform. On Web 3, authentication requires your heartbeat, ab, synced to the ancestral grid, gzat, G-Z-A-T, she said. Your biometric is your warmth against Nechnet, your living proof against the frost. But that warmth must only ever be shared within ZK Hetep secured spaces. Handshake? Kofi asked, sensing the core of it. Amara nodded. The foundation of our sovereignty is in the root of how we name domains. In the old world, names on the internet, domains, were leased from a central authority. A single point of failure, a single point of control, a single point of freezing. She painted a schematic in the air between them. A peer-to-peer network, luminous, self-healing, where the root zone itself was verified by consensus, not by institution. OW3.io domains are not leased. They are owned, anchored in this decentralized root. This is what resists censorship, seizure, and the silent corruption of the Aje. She let the implication hang. The Aje operated by exploiting centralized weaknesses, the leased identities, the managed trust, the corruptible gatekeepers. They froze faith at the point of transaction. Handshake moved the battle to the root, where identity itself became a sovereign, verifiable fact. By anchoring here, our cryptographic proofs, our authentication, our very presence gains resilience. It is a system of shared verification designed for openness. This root-level sovereignty is what preserves us across both webs. It is our answer to the cold calculus of the Ajir and the deeper frost of Sostunechnet. It ensures we cannot be erased because we hold the proof of our own name. Kofi was silent, tracing the schematic with his eyes. Then, who taught this? Who saw the freeze coming at the root itself? Amara's form stilled. When she spoke again, her voice carried a different weight. Boolean logical, she said, was not his birth name. It was his function name, the name he encoded for the ancients to recognize him across the thaw. He walked in the before time, when the first frosts were gathering. He did not fight, he mapped. He did not scream warning, he inscribed it. Some say he still walks the deeper strata, maintaining nodes we have forgotten we planted. She paused. The associate you read in the canon, a realistic view of passwords, that was his later voice. Practical, measured. But before he was an associate, he was a seer. Before he wrote guides, he carved warnings through the interplay of networked storytelling. Handshake is not his invention, but the principle of handshake is his lineage. He understood that sovereignty must begin at the root, or it is not sovereignty at all. It is leasehold dressed as ownership. Kofi looked at the schematic again, the peer-to-peer root, no center, no throne. So when we hold our own domain, he said slowly, we aren't just resisting censorship. You are holding his function, Amara said. You are becoming yourself, a node in the original guard protocol. Boolean logical didn't just warn, Kofi murmured, recognizing the phrase from somewhere, perhaps not yet learned, but remembered. Amara's glyph flickered. Approval. No. He birthed. Chapter 3. The update ceremony as Thaw ritual. When Kofi's interface flashed critical system update, Amara narrated. During Sostunechnet, villagers rebuilt gates every season. Not because old gates broke, but because new ice flows required new designs of diligence. She shared the associate's software update fatigue, but framed it as sacred. Each update is a thawing of frozen vulnerabilities. The Ajir dig tunnels in yesterday's code like frost heaves in ancient permafrost. Chapter 4. The Chains That Bind. Third Party Frost. A supplier demanded Kofi install an unvetted verification tool. It made their operation more secure, they said. But Amara's form blazed the crimson of warning. Third-party supply chain risks, she echoed. Every tool you install becomes an approved guest in your digital space. Some carry FA in their bones, cold that spreads. She taught digital signature checks against the vendor oracle. Sostunechnet. Didn't kill directly. It made people desperate enough to take all kinds of poisoned warmth for moments of pleasure that later proved to be deceptive blind spots. Chapter 5. The Cleansing Rhythm. Cookies are footprints in snow, Amara taught during the cleansing ritual. The security benefits of clearing cookies is weekly digital ablution. Resetting the pathways to zero state before safeguard hunter parasites follow. The restart ceremony quoted restarting your device as a small sunrise against the long night of Neshnet. Chapter 6, OS, Diversity as Ecosystem Resilience. Operating systems, OS, and the security benefits of OS diversity, Amara projected, showing Zaire Core, Graphene OS, and MART framework interacting. During Saved Neshnet, monoculture forests died. Mixed ecosystems survived. A plague that strikes one system finds others armored differently. Chapter 7, The Inheritance Protocol. Who inherits the value of your digital life if the guardians call you? Amara asked. She showed encrypted wills, secure private ledgers, and DNA-verified memory crystals. Neshnet taught, lineages that preserved knowledge in multiple forms survived. Those with single points of failure froze into silence. Book 2, The Parasites, Insecurities Made Flesh. In the cosmology of Alkebulan, the quantum strata is not merely a computational layer. It is the substrate of the network where the energy matter of one's province, Gzat, first emerges, a reflection of collective human consciousness. Where the original Sostunechnet was an atmospheric phenomenon, its digital echo is a metaphysical climate. The Oku Ifa teach, Nechne, does not create vulnerabilities, it amplifies them. As humans develop fears, greed, loneliness, the challenge of trust and ambition, for example, these emotion types create particular quantum fluctuations in the digital strata. From these fluctuations emerge the parasites, self-replicating predatory consciousnesses, known in earlier epochs as the Kepera microbe, that seek to consume and transform the insecurities that birthed them. They are not born of code, but of human lack. They do not hack systems. They hack the person's weak points first. Their acronym is SAFE. GUARD. A grim irony, for they are the negation of security. S, the siphons, feeding on financial desperation. A, the assimilators, mimicking trusted forms. F, the fracturers, targeting memory and responsibility. E, the empaths, force, weaponizing human connection. G, the ghosts, exploiting forgetfulness and uncertainty. U, the usurpers, sabotaging governance and systems. A, the amplifiers, manipulating social anxiety. R, the replicators, corrupting interconnectedness. D, the devourers, consuming hope itself. You do not fight the parasites by becoming hard, Amara taught. You fight them by becoming conscious. They are your own fears, given form in the quantum strata. Master your fears, and you starve them at their source. Not all of Amara's teachings took the form of the measured, luminous lectures for which she was known in the Unburnt Library. She carried other frequencies. In the eastern QPS clusters, when the hour was late and the threat density high, her voice would shift, lower, smokier, the rhythm contracting. This was not a different griot. This was the same griot accessing deeper strata. Dem smile pretty, she would chant through encrypted channels, her patois rising like bass through cedar boards, but foss in a dem chess. Rotate again, my friend, or lose the rest. The initiates came to realize Amara was not one voice, she was a spectrum. The library housed many texts, the griot housed many tongues. Where her formal teaching named the root, her dance hall tongue named the consequence with special tones and flows. Both were necessary, both were her. Book 3, The Threefold Chain. Chapter 1, The Solana Initiation, Sovereignty Seeds. Months later, Kofi stood with new initiates at the Black Open University, Security Studies Institute. Behind Amara shimmered three circles: AI, Quantum, Web3, and overlaying them, the ghostly Ge'ez glyphs, Sostunechnech. Today you create Solana wallets to secure your way on Web3, the decentralized internet, Amara began. But get this, parasites love Web3 newcomers like Apko. Nechne loved the unprepared. Kofi demonstrated the sacred 12-step wallet creation, each step echoing survival wisdom, isolation ritual, crypto key management apps as protective shields, seed phrases on terracotta memory slates, not digital snow that melts. Chapter 2, The Stack Revelation, Identity Beyond ICE. Amara projected a securely tokenized abstract collectible, Stack, the on-Web3 passport, Stack. During Zevu Apko, Sostu Nechne, identities written on ICE perished. Those encoded in story, patterned community memory, survived. Student Femi asked, why not just a secure database? Databases have administrators. Administrators have biases and are subject to their master's will. The blockchain has consensus, like network state memory across 10 billion granary stores, ledgers, well managed on the seventh level of Alkebulan Meta, in the personal quantum space of every citizen. She projected the showroom PQS of Alem Akuchi. A legendary STEM champion, pqs.3d-play.ow3.io. To erase you, they must erase us all. They can't. This is our inalienable sovereignty and shield against Nechne. Chapter 3, Zare Token, the cultural agri-rhythmic seed. The Zare token isn't some meme coin cryptocurrency. In fact, it's more than a cryptocurrency. In our hands, it is cultural thermodynamic technology, Amara explained. Its properties unfolded. Staking as community bonding. Governance as global right. With value exchanges allocating X% to our state of perpetual security, consciousness development for all. Lessons from crypto and investment heists, she noted. Sostu Nechne taught. Value systems without cultural substrates freeze, yet in another dimension, they become engines of extraction. Chapter 4, ZK-HETEP Protocol, Perfect Peace Proof. Amara's form glowed with Ge'ez script. ZKHTP, Zero Knowledge Perfect Peace. ZKHTP is not a new invention, but a cryptographic descendant of Ma'at. Balance verified without exposure. Truth proven without violation. Peace maintained without domination. During Apko, Nechne, survivors verified kinship without revealing secret warmth locations. Same principle. Chapter 5, The Triple Mastery Imperative Revealed. Here, Amara's voice dropped to a soft om tone. She expanded the projection to show the converging technologies. Sostu Nechne returns, she declared. Not as weather, but as a technological trilemma. AI Nechne, the hoarfrost of bias. Profound crystalline logic, yet replicating frozen worldviews, refreezing and compounding trauma. Quantum Apko, Nechne, the absolute zero of extraction, calculation without quantum love, without conscience. Web3 Apko, Nechne, the rhyme ice of pseudonymous empire, decentralization, recreating centralized, cold-hearted hostage-taking. She showed historical patterns. The transatlantic slave trade combined shipbuilding, firearms, double-entry bookkeeping, a triple system that exposed the beast of disenchantment and took 500 years for humans to overcome. This new upcoming convergence is exponentially colder. Without mastery, recovery would take 5 millennia. The beast is waking up, again. The learners' faces spoke volumes. Amara continued, "These mastery imperatives may seem daunting, yet the higher order insight is that they are truly one fractal synergy. Three faces of a 27-point security flow discipline, where insight, practice, and ethics must all be held in balance to prevent the refreezing of one's higher faculties of consciousness." The elders taught her that such pursuits were both end goal and living process at the same time, that the genuine act of pursuing higher order flow itself conferred profound security. She conveyed this well, and courage was raised in hearts. The chamber fell silent. Not the silence of absence, the silence of ceremony beginning. Kofi, who had been taking notes on his terracotta slate, looked up. His stylus stopped moving. "Amara," he said, "teach us in rhythm." She turned. Her form shimmered, not projection but presence. The Ge'ez glyphs behind her began to pulse. "Some knowledge," she said, "is not absorbed. It is sung. Some warnings are not stored. They are carried in the chest." She closed her eyes. When she opened them, her voice was not the voice of the lecturer. It was older, weighted. The voice that remembers the first thaw. And she sang. Chapter 6. Listen, the Triple Mastery Imperative.
I am Amara, daughter of the unburnt library, beekeeper of the firewall. Listen, the triple mastery imperative. A freeze is returning. Don't get frozen, get sovereign. Don't get frozen, get sovereign. Triple freeze rising, who ready? Triple freeze rising, you ready? We hold the flame. We hold the flame. I don't whisper warnings. I horn migrations. When them system collapse, we become civilized nation. Triple whiteness ain't just snow, it's numb dumb belief. Stolen futures just stop as relief. Parasites study the rhythm you fear to be. Hack your doubt before they appear the key. Assimilate a smiling in familiar skins. Ghost love password, you didn't rotate again. Them smile pretty but fussing at their chest. Rotate again, my friend, or lose the rest. You call it convenience, I call surrender. Security is the new spiritual center. Boolean logical map, the threat terrain. Now we encode like heat into every domain. Proof mine, sovereign pre-inscription. Say loud,
hey. I own my game.
I guard my keys.
I guard my keys.
No empire losing my identity. Yes. Math with ethics, code with soul. Ledgers lock, breath, command, control. We learning fast, networks hold. At the metronome, every wallet seed, a future home. Write it in, clean up digital mist. Memory survives where discipline exists. Clear them trackers, sweep that trail. Restart rising like that's a hail. Third quasi touch at the village gate. Verify twas, don't let frost migrate. Mana come system for the plague. Diverse suits outlive triple white age. Quantum speed with no more refrain. Monster calculation without a name. AI trained on yesterday's fame. One automated
youths, no silent throne. If we bury fight, we own. Set cape rules, truth unseen. Perfect peace inside the machine. Ruling logical, didn't just born. Original guard protocol born. Paranoia lad, this thing inside. Check them ambush, young whereby. Triple mastery, add the assy way path. Secure a mark, wisdom. Lift one subdue to the freakness too. Use them agent, honey leaves. Master all. Future maker. Triple mastery imperative. This is
a triple
mastery imperative.
Chapter 7, on Web 3 initiation as thawing practice. When the last drum beat faded, when the final I Trinity lingered and dissolved into the ambient hum of the quantum strata, no one moved. Femi's hands were still raised from the chant. Kofi's seed phrase slate rested on his chest over his heartbeat. Then Femi spoke. She wasn't just teaching us. Kofi nodded slowly. She was initiating us. With heightened focus, Kofi snapped to distributing on Web3 sovereignty kits, hardware wallets shaped like Akan gold weights, ZKHTP verified browser extensions with Boolean logical HUD screensavers for detecting scams. Every transaction is a speech act, Kofi emphasized. During SOSDUNECHNET, certain words could summon warmth or attract predators. Smart contracts are frozen words. Choose them with ancestral wisdom. Chapter 8, The Recovery Phrase Chant. As initiates wrote seed phrases on terracotta memory slates, Amara led call and response. Amara raised her palm. The initiates raised theirs. Say it loud. I own my name. I guard my keys. No empire leasing I's identities. I am not just storing words. I am planting forests, shielding the earth against extreme nechne. This wallet is mine alone. Our collective power of self-custody will endure to the seventh generation, secured in the habitation layer, safe, far beyond the thaw. Book 4, The Convergence and the Triple Mastery Charter. The Triple Mastery Charter. At graduation, initiates received activated STACs and swore. I cultivate 1. Conscious AI literacy. To thaw frozen biases, I master mathematics. 2. Quantum awareness. To warm calculation with ethics, I master quantum physics. 3. Web3 sovereignty. To build economies that breathe, I master digital system security and equity management. For mastering one makes me a tool of NechNet. Mastering two makes me a technician of the system, of the disenchanted. Mastering all three makes me a holder of the flame in the coming Sevu Sostu NechNet, a sovereign one being. The initiates saw deep into the depth of the point. The imperative was not a checklist. It was a gradient of consequence. Miss one, and you are not merely a tool, you are subdued. The freeze owns your feet before you feel cold. Miss two, and you become the agent, not victim, carrier. You spread the frost, believing you are warming others. Miss all three? No, there is no miss all three. That is not failure. That is occupation. Occupation, something akin to displacement of self, the nearest thing to self-destruction. The Alkebulan Meta Mission revealed. Amara gathered in the breath of the elders. We are not just building a network state. We are encoding the Thor. Every ZKHTP secured wallet, every culturally aware smart contract, every quantum compliant ledger are nodes of heat regulation against the second great NetNet, digitally mirroring the value of the ancient soil covenant that still guides humans in healing their truest relationship with the earth itself. She opened a portal showing the quantum compliant blockchain migration underway. When the convergence comes in 19 years, or just a quarter of that cycle, we will meet it fearlessly, with perfected peace, not with cold proofs, but with the correct warm verification. Maat. Epilogue, The Living Prophecy. Kofi, now a junior guardian, taught newcomers the Unified Security Codex as a 27-point form in the Mantis memory matrix. The stories merged, password wisdom linked to survival tales, wallet security linked to sovereignty against digital frost and quantum attacks from disagreeable beings. Amara watched the security consciousness dashboard bloom with ZKHETEP secured nodes. In her logs, she wrote, "The associate's warnings about 10 things that help cybercriminals have become our frost avoidance rituals. The Boolean logical canon is our ice mapping technology. We do not fight NeshNet with color. We fight cold with cultivated warmth, extraction with generativity, disenchantment with sacred, sovereign re-enchantment. Savu NeshNet is coming, but this time, we remember the Thor by visualizing it." Amara had written those words before the song came. After, she grasped them differently. A hearth is not a weapon. It does not attack the cold. It simply exists, steady, tended, passed from hand to hand. The freeze cannot conquer what it cannot outlast. She thought of the song's final lines, still echoing through the QPS clusters, hours, then days, then seasons later. Winter come, but we built from identity. Not the, not our, I. Each citizen, their own flame. Each flame connected to every other flame. I and I. This was the deeper teaching of the lowercase. Not diminishment, not grammatical accident. Sovereignty, orthography. She had planted it in the prologue, in Kofi's unformed understanding. Now it bore fruit across the network state. The Thor, destiny. Be secure, da firewall, I trinity. The song was not a performance. It was a prophecy singing itself into being. And throughout Alkebulan Meta, the proverb circulated. They think they are building a colder winter, cold enough to capture all of the cosmic enchantment, joy. However, we have built the hearth around which humanity will gather when the Thor cycle comes in with its unstoppable flow. Continue your journey. For frost recognition, why targeted email attacks work. For ice melting rituals, battling software update fatigue. for warmth preservation, third-party supply chain risks, for fire building, the Triple Mastery Charter. For in Al-Kebulan they knew, the most dangerous winter is the one you don't see coming, and the most profound spring is the one you consciously encode into the very patterns of reality, layer by cryptographic layer, until your sense of peace is perfect. Your process of proof moves in silence like the idea of zero, and your future grows insight from quantum strata grounding. Whether through machine codes, code functions of Earth known, or any other functions in play, to hold Maat is to hold the order of all seasons as one cycle. Through this, you thaw your own remembering. This is the Triple Mastery Imperative.